Hey there. Good morning.
Hey.
It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up, dude?
What's up, you ace? Happy Friday, man.
We got a message on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
It must be a stupid... this is from Ryan, by the way. Ryan messaged the Facebook page. Must be a stupid Green Bay Packers fan that would love Legos. Because I'm with Hunter on this one. Never had any as a child and had a great childhood.
Yeah, you two sound like idiots.
Sorry, I thought I'd share that with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, oh, good. I'm so happy. Happy you shared that stupid message with me.
Thanks, Ryan. You jerk.
I like you, Ryan. You're a good man.
We both choke on a Lego. we'll look at your forecast here in a little bit. Should we just do WTF?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Gardens.
Sorry. Why?
Just yelling at her. You jerk! I love you, Ryan. I'm sorry. Brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center,
your best buds in the biz.
Sup, Kay?
What's up?
I bet she loves Legos. Police in Virginia are on the lookout for a web-slinging pervert who dresses up like Spider-Man and drives around town flashing his spidey junk to other drivers. Spider-Man whips out his junk whenever he can. Cops received a call last week from a woman who said she pulled up to a red light next to a sedan driven by a man dressed as the superhero. She says he made an obscene gesture to get her attention, and when she turned to look at him, he exposed himself. Then when the light turned green, he sped off. Cops haven't yet identified the driver. Did you not get a license plate or make a sedan? All we have is a guy dressed as Spider-Man and in a sedan. There's nothing else.
Who is the flashing Spider-Man?
It does make web-slinging a little little more real.
He's showing his web-slinger, if you will.
It's not really Peter Parker. It's more like Parker's Peter. Am I right?
Nice.
Am I right?
There you go. Not bad.
Spider-Man. Oh, God, his donger's out.
That's like how it goes.
But it's a different lyrics. The different ones. All right, there you go. Watch out for Spider-Man. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. All right, it's Friday, and that means one thing and one thing only. It's time for headlines with Jay, the 80s rock guy. Jay, what's up, man?
Almost time to turn our backs on the clocks, man. The rebellion starts now.
Jay, you're a little confused. We're not turning our backs on the clocks. We're turning our clocks forward an hour for daylight savings time. Does that make sense?
Oh, we're rocking time.
Anyway, let's take a look at your first headline. Rock band Kiss opening casino in Mississippi.
Kiss is gonna take all of your cash and party every day.
Apple being sued for slowing down phones and killing batteries.
Apple's gonna pay $500 million for slowing down our batteries.
And NASA says 2-mile-wide asteroid to pass right by Earth.
I wanna rock!
Rock! But not that kind of rock! Rock!
All right, there you have it. That's this week's top headlines with Jay, the 80s rock guy. You can hear more at WIRX.com. Jay, send us out, bud.
You're listening to the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
Yeehaw! Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Piece of straw in your mouth?
E-bet you. 8:45. Happy Friday. We're almost done, buddy. We're almost done.
No, I got a show after this. All right. So you're almost done.
No, that's right. I forget. I just never listen to you, so I forget that you stay here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's because you go home and nap. That's what you do.
A big old fat nap.
Right.
All right, let's get right to it. It's your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Hold on, I'll get to it 1 second. Spider-Man. So I had to save something.
Stuff, huh?
I had to save something. As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency located in Stevensville. Home, car, life. I want to say boat insurance. It doesn't feel like we're going to be out in boats right now.
Not today.
Because I don't know what the hell is going on with this weather at last day. Get out of here, you. But seriously, he's got coverage for pretty much everything. If you're a contractor, if you own a rental home or a vacation home that you rent out, an Airbnb, he's going to get you covered. So go see him. And that, he's a stand-up fella.
Mm-hmm.
He's a stand-up guy.
He's a great guy.
Chris Thompson. Go see him. Chris.
Hey, yo, Chris.
Your dumb vocabulary for today.
God, I hope you have one. I have nothing to talk about.
I don't. Let's do... No. no, 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 no.
So between songs, I just kind of kicked back a little bit, and I was on my phone doing something for the show, actually. For the show. And some person come in. Oh, you look tired. You look... Like, thanks. You know what?
This is a nice way to say
it. Appreciate it.
You look like a piece of garbage today. Yeah.
You look like you're doing nothing. I'm like, well, you know what? I actually am. Just because I kick back a little bit.
I'm holding this chair down.
You know what? My wife got another job, and they're allowing them to wear jeans now at the job. I'm like, fantastic.
It's great.
Like, way to come around finally.
Yeah.
Like, the slacks you're going to wear are going to make you work harder. You know, but you're representing the company. Like, you know what?
These are my working slacks.
All right.
It's what I get my work done in, my working slacks.
You should be able to wear jeans everywhere.
Everywhere. No, you should be able to wear shorts everywhere.
There you go. And sandals.
And sandals. Exactly.
Because you know what happens when you're comfortable? You perform.
Exactly.
You know?
Or fall asleep.
Yeah, one of the two.
One of the two. All
right.
One of the two. Depends on the day. All right, I have one. Your dumb vocabulary for today, baby blocker.
It's a condom.
There you go. God, look at that. You knew.
Yeah.
You knew. I'm not a fan of them, but you got to wear them. It's like wearing a raincoat out in a storm.
It's more like a feeling blocker.
God. And again, kids, wear your condom. Seriously.
Yeah, please do.
You're doing it for all you people that just have nine babies.
No. You know what? I take that back. What? Actually, it feels better.
It feels better.
It feels fantastic wearing those things. You know what, kids? Wear them all.
Wear two.
Yeah.
Wear two.
Don't follow in mommy's footsteps, you know, you and your eight other siblings.
Oh, it was a surprise. This pregnancy was a surprise.
It's
we forgot how sex worked.
God, people are having kids like rabbits.
Yeah. I don't know. It just keeps happening.
I had a litter of like 13.
It's the damnedest thing. We had sex and she got pregnant. Did you use a baby blocker? Well, no.
Okay. Not at all. It was we didn't wear a condom, and he didn't do things to... It's amazing we had children. I had no idea how.
It's nuts.
Like, that's how it works.
If only you would have had a baby blocker. Example, throw a baby blocker on before you sleep with Amy. That chick's crazy.
Right.
It's two crazy ones you definitely need to...
Yeah. Or if she already has eight kids.
Yeah. Wrap it before you tap it.
Oh, for real.
Cover the donger before all night longer.
Okay. This show's going downhill, man.
Put a cap on your willy. Don't be silly.
Okay, that's better. That's better.
Let's see. Cover your weenus.
Uh-huh.
Or otherwise.
If you like rock, how about if you like rock, you should cover your.
Hey, we can't say that.
Oh, I can't say that.
The scream and yellow.